welcome to our broadcast. We're here again with a message from the book of Revelation. We'll be looking at Revelation chapter 2, verse 12 to 17, if you possibly can have your Bible ready. Revelation chapter 2, beginning to read at verse number 12, and to the angel or the pastor of the church in Pergamos write, "These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges, I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate." The Lord went on to say to that pastor, "Repent or else," verse 16, there it is, "repent or else, I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." And so we read here that this pastor, according to verse number 13, had not denied the faith. That's a good thing. But it says in verse 14, "I have a few things against thee, because thou hast them there that hold the doctrine of Balaam." He was crossing every T and dotting every I as far as the doctrine was concerned. He had not denied the faith, but who he was allowing to influence in the church and bring in the doctrine of Balaam, he said, "I have a few things against thee, because thou hast them there that hold the doctrine of Balaam." We're going to look at that in a minute. Before we do, there should be no buts. Let's learn to trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sign or a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love, until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Well, we see as we look at this pastor, at this church, he was doctrinally sound, but the Lord said, I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Now, according to the scriptures, some promoters of apostasy are unsaved, and some are Christians, such as the apostasy promoted by the pastor mentioned here in Revelation 2 and 14. It is obvious that although Balaam sounded like a solid fundamentalist, he was unsaved. So we have a Christian pastor here, and we have an unsaved person called Balaam. He was one of the greatest hypocrites on the face of the earth at that time. Now, you remember, if you heard our study from the book that Numbers that deals with Balaam, it says in 22 and 13 of Numbers, it says Balaam refused to go with the enemies of Israel. It says here that he rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get you into your land, for the Lord refuses to give me leave to go with you. He sounded like a fundamental leader. In verse 13 it says, Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Most fundamental leaders would welcome this man into their church to preach. In chapter 22 and verse 38, Balaam said unto Balak, and lo, I am come unto thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God putteth in my mouth, that will I speak. That sounds pretty fundamental. Then in 23 verses 8 through 10, he said, how shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord has not defied? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. Boy, that sounds fundamental to me. Numbers 23:12, and he answered and said, must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord has put in my mouth? We read in 23 and 18, rise up, Balak, he said, and hear, hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He has said, and shall he not do it? Or he has spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Now, those are pretty sound, solid preaching words there in Numbers 24 and 13. Well, how did Jude see this fellow called Balaam? We read in the book of Jude in verse number 13, referring to Balaam, he said he turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. In fact, in verse 13, he said when Balaam died, he went to hell. How did Joshua see Balaam? Well, in Joshua 13:22, it says that Balaam was a soothsayer. And Moses, what did he have to say about Balaam? Moses said in Deuteronomy 23 and 4, they hired against thee Balaam, that is against Israel. What did Numbers 31 say in verse number 16? What did Moses say? He said, Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit a trespass against the Lord. How did Nehemiah see Balaam? Nehemiah 13 and 2, Nehemiah reminded God's people how Balak had hired Balaam against them. How did Peter see Balaam? 2 Peter 2 and 15, Peter knew that Balaam loved the wages of unrighteousness. Well, if you look in the scriptures in Numbers 31 and 8, you'll see that Balaam died fighting against God's people. Moses recorded his death saying, "And they slew Balaam, the son of Beor, they slew him with a sword." Joshua said in 13 and 22, "Balaam also, the son of Beor, the soothsayer, did the children of Israel slay with a sword among them that were slain." Unfortunately, though, they were too late. Israel had fallen into a deep apostasy. We read in Revelation 2:14 here that Balaam taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. We read again in Numbers 31 and 16, Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, committed a trespass against the Lord. 24,000 Israelites died in that plague because they allowed a fundamental sounding leader to promote apostasy in Israel. We have a lot of fundamental sounding preachers today promoting apostasy in our so-called fundamental churches today. The same thing is happening all over again. God only knows how many will fall in our situations when it comes to standing spiritually. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse number 11, "Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come." Hey, in case you don't know it, that's us. Jeremiah warned God's people not to let the diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you. Well, Israel didn't listen to those prophets that were trying to do and say what was right. Balaam was used of Satan to introduce apostasy among God's people. He was very successful because God's people were unaware of what he was up to, just like today. Now, as we have mentioned previously in this program and in our series here in the book of Revelation, all seven of John's letters in the Revelation were addressed to the pastor and not to the people. As previously mentioned, in Revelation 2:12, John addressed his letter to the pastor at Pergamos. In verse 14, God's message to the pastor was, "I have a few things against thee," not them, not that church congregation, that pastor. "I have a few things against thee, because thou hast them that hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel." The pastor at Pergamos was doing a great job in many areas. God said, "I know thy works, and where thou dwellest." He knew all about the fact that people like Antipas had been martyred there. But, he said, but, the word "but" is used to introduce something contrasting with what has already been said. But, he said, that pastor had allowed those who were promoting the doctrine of Balaam to be mingling and influencing in that local church. It is interesting that the word Balaam means "not of the people," although he talked like he was one of God's people. And we need to always remember that talk is cheap. It is the walk that costs us something. Balaam was an unsaved fundamentalist who was used of Satan to promote apostasy among God's people. Well, to that pastor there at Pergamos, the Lord said to him, "I know thy works. I know you have holding fast my name and has not denied my faith. But," he said, "you've got those there that hold the doctrine of Balaam, and they're influencing the people, and also the doctrine of the Nicolaitans," which we've not looked at today, false doctrine, letting it come in. He said in verse 16, "Repent or else." We need to learn what he's saying here. Repent or else. Apostasy prevails in our local churches because we allow false prophets to come in among the sheep and influence them, and they are called here a stumbling block. We need to ask the Lord in prayer, "Search me, O Lord, know my heart today. Try me and see if there be this wicked way in me of not protecting God's sheep."
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts. from every sin and set me free. I praise thee, Lord, for cleansing me from sin. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Fill me with fire where once I burned. Spark the world.